Hello, hello, hello. What's good, guys? It's been a while. It has been a while since my last little podcast that I did. So right now in London, it is, what's the time? Oh, it's 11:25. And I'm currently kind of at work. It's 11:25 p.m. by the way, for those around the world that were kind of thinking, wait, 11 what? But it's 11:25 p.m. going on 11:26. I'm at work. I'm at work in my sleeping shift for my job as a support worker. But I think as of recent, not even as of recent, you know, I don't know where to start. I don't know whether to say, do you know what? Let me just be honest. I feel so lost. I feel so scared. I feel so worried. I feel terrified. I feel not so much of a failure, but kind of a failure. I feel unsure. I feel unwanted. I feel unimportant. And the list can just go on and on. And yeah, that's just generally how I'm feeling as a human being right now. Sometimes I don't even like to call myself human. You know, when you just wish you could just escape to be an animal or escape to be something else other than a human. That's how I feel. And you guys know that majority of my podcasts are, you know, solidly based around positivity. But you know what? Let's be honest, as much as we all love to spread positive energy and, you know, spread and shed light on positivity and, you know, whatever you give out to the universe, you shall give. Yes, very true. But then again, you know, if you're someone like me who is a solid believer in the universe, a solid believer in himself, in God, you know, a solid believer in, you know, the powers of speaking whatever you want into existence. I am a believer, but, you know, I feel like I've been doing it for the longest time. And I'm sure others out there, yes, can, you know, also say they've done it for the longest time. But me, at judging my own individual human self, I can say that I have been doing it for a while. And, you know, if I'm honest, I feel like nothing exactly has flourished. Now, I'm not expecting it to happen next week, next day, in a few hours, in a few seconds, or next year. But it's like you would somehow expect signs, you know, or something. And I feel like I haven't received it yet, but it just feels as if nothing is ever gonna get better, you know. And I might come off as ungrateful, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's not even ungrateful. I'm just talking from the heart. Like, I'm talking generally how I feel right now, like my emotions. And I never shed my emotions. Like, it's the most craziest thing that I never really speak like this to anybody, like, not one person. But then I have, you know, the energy to actually speak via Anchor and let people that I don't know about my situations right now. But anyway, as I was saying, you know, I just think at the moment I'm so lost in terms of trying to achieve, you know, what is next for my own life and what I'm wanting to do. You know, I think because I'm so held up in this job right now, you know, I'm just lost. And it sucks because, you know, I feel like, you know, I am a solid creative or a solid creator, an artist. You know, my imagination is full of crazy, bluted, that's not even a word, but, you know, you just, I don't know, you want to be extra, but, you know, you just filled with so many ideas and so many things in your head, and you're just like, I have so much to share, I have so much to tell. Like, that is me right now, you know. Like, that is me. And, you know, being in this job, which is literally 24 hours and literally a full-time job, and, you know, I'm basically living someone else's life, you know. And I mean, I've always said that I don't feel like I'm living Paris's life. Like, I don't feel like I'm living my life. I feel like, you know, apart from the job, let's put the job aside, I feel like I'm living as an ancestor. That sounds weird, I know. But I feel like I'm living someone else's life. You know, I feel like I'm not genuinely living my life. And that also follows by work as well. Like, my job consists of basically looking after other people and generally basically achieving what other people want within their life and making that happen by a rota, a timetable, you know. And I just feel so lost, like, you know, I'm 23. And, you know, I try this whole thing of like, it's complete rubbish now and bullshit. Like, why am I trying to play myself, you know? Oh, I'm 23 and I'm young. Yeah, okay, you're young. But like, fam, you're 24 next year, then you're 25, you're 5 years to 30. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong to anyone that is older than 23. Like, there isn't. But like, you just know that that time is going. You know, life is so quick. Like, it's late. I'm about to wake up. It's a new day in like a couple of hours. Not even like in half an hour. It's a new day. 12 o'clock hit. Like, do you get what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. It's like the days are going. The days are going. The days are going. The days are going. And I'm just here, you know. Yesterday I was saying to myself, so this is going to be a really long anchor. I just feel like talking on anchor. I feel like it's just such a great way to just express exactly how you're feeling, even if you listen or if you don't, like, cool. But I just feel like, yeah, it's a great way, platform, because I'm sure, me one, there are a billion trillion people out there on the earth, and there is bound to be one other person that feels exactly the way I'm feeling. So this is why I like this. But anyway, yeah, I just feel like yesterday, you know, I said to myself that I am so proud of all my achievements that I have achieved, you know, in terms of what I've done so far in my life. Like, you know, it's crazy. Like, I'm not going to go through everything, but I think it to me, it's weird how I've done so much in my younger period life, and I'm now 23 and I'm still young, but, you know, we're maturing. As we grow and we're becoming a more of an adult, you know what I mean, as we grow. But I was saying, it's weird how I've achieved so much from my, like, younger days, and we're talking from the age of 9 to probably this point, which is 22, basically, 22, yeah, and I've achieved so much, it feels like what I've achieved in that period, I should have achieved from this point going into my, like, you know, early 30s. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it feels. Like, I feel like that's what I should have achieved. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't know how it's weird. I feel like I've accomplished so much in terms of that world of being that age, which is great, you know, and I'm so grateful, you know. Yesterday I was just saying how grateful and thankful for certain people who have just seen me, like understood me in terms of, like, as an artist, you know. Like, not, don't even examine me as a person, because I have my people who put me in shape, you understand, and we see each other kind of lifestyle, and, you know, that's not a worry. But as a creative, as an artist, you know, I just had to give thanks to those that have developed me, those that made me believe, those that really just understood me as a creative and still do to this point, you know. Yeah, and, like, I'm just grateful for that period, and I wish I could be more grateful for, like, this period going on or growing, but, you know, I feel like it's down to me. I've come to realise that, although I'm all of the things that I said at the beginning right now, I know that I just need to find a way to escape, you know? Like, I know that I need to just quit. That sounds crazy, but I know that I just, like, as you get older, you have so many more responsibilities in terms of making your own fucking decisions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I want to lose weight and get fit. Go and do it, Paris. Like, you know, I'm sitting here, but go and do it. Like, I know I want to gig more, because I haven't gigged for, like, a whole year.
because I've been battling all loads of other shit that I shouldn't be worrying about, but I'm now surpassing that energy, and I need to gig. You know, it's all these things that I need to tell myself to do, you know, or get done and just do it. Like, Germany is my decision. It's like me, I'm an adult, you know, and I just think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I spent so much time examining who I am as a person and my pros and cons, and, you know, I've examined people and like how they react to me and how they take to me and how they may feel about me, you know, and, you know, I could be here for the rest of my life doing that. But I've come to a point where I just fucking don't care. Like, I just need to just be chilled, be who I am, you know, because I don't know anymore. I don't know when it comes to pleasing people or trying to socialize with people or trying to talk to people, you know, it's not like it's a battle, I want to use my words correctly in this. It's not like a battle, like a fight battle or like an argumentative battle. It's like a battle, like how, like, what is it about me that you are not wanting to, I don't know, have a normal, cool speaking relationship? Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, I want to be able just to be that person when I look at other people on my Instagram or, you know, people that I know, you know, it's like people just connect with them or like talk with them, and it's like, whether it's fake or not, I don't really care, on, you know, and nor do I know, but I want to be able to have that. But then I sometimes feel like that can't happen to me because people have a problem with me when I'm just like, what? Like, I'm not even doing anything. I'm just there sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Or just about. But that's just for a whole nother conversation. And I've spoken about that as well with the whole social anxiety and stuff in my previous podcasts. But yeah, going off that, I'm going a bit off topic. But yeah, at the end of the day, like I said, I just need to figure things out because I'm not happy. I'm not, you know, and sometimes you hide it and you disguise it and you just pretend like, oh, everything's fine. Like, you just pretend like everything is fucking fine. Like, yeah, like, you know, it's cool. You know, I'm in this job, like, cool, I'm going home. Yeah, like, you know, and it's like really deep down, Harry, it's like, are you happy? Like, what is your life saying? Like, are you genuinely happy? Because, boy, you know, big man thing, like, are you happy? The only one thing that I could be happy about is me going to Bali in September. And yeah, hey, that's great. You know, the world of meditation, the world of monk, you know, and that's the whole purpose why I'm going there as well, I guess, is to meditate and enjoy the period of being in such a vibrative energy that's soothing and calming. Hopefully, that's what I'm wanting to do. But apart from that, like, you know, that's only going to be for a couple of days, let's be honest. And then you're back to reality. And, you know, it's all about trying to make that reality, living your best life, reality. Do you know what I'm saying? Instead of it being, oh, back to reality again, and I'm doing this shit again. And I'm just fed up of feeling like that. And this is why I said I'm probably not the only one feeling, because there are a trillion people out there who individually feel this way too, you know. And you don't want to be selfish and be like, oh, like, you know, not fuck them, but like, you know, you don't want to be selfish and be like, oh, well, you know, who cares? But then sometimes you do, because it's like, you are your own human, the same way they are their own human. You know what I'm saying? And although you may have the same, I don't know, issues, it's different to a certain degree. Do you know what I'm saying? That, like, there is something within the line that is different, which basically sums up your whole situation of how you feel. So this is why I say, like, individually as myself, like, I just need to figure this out and get out of this mindset, because once upon a time, I was doing so much and making movements and grinding and trying to get my voice heard, you know. And now it's like, I'm defeated. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I've just wanted to come up and on here and just basically let go of everything that's on my chest, you know, because it's anchor. And I guess that's what anchor's about as well, you know. But that's about it. And